guys. Good morning. Welcome back to Zero Carb Journal, episode 76. And I'm Matt, as always, in case you're new. And welcome. How you guys doing? Hope you guys are having a great Sunday. Good morning. It's 7 a.m. here in the Pacific Northwest. And how are you? You guys doing good? Did you have a good week? Hope you guys made some progress, stayed the course. I bet you did great. I had an awesome week, you guys. It was really, really, really good one. I had a lot of work, got a lot of work done on the big boat project I've been working on. We're closing in on it, a few weeks left, and it was good. I pushed real hard last week and got a lot done. And we had surf most of the week, had a great few days of surf. So yeah, I've had a really good week. I ended the week exhausted, as usual. Seems like that's par for the course for me these days. But really stoked on my health and my performance. I was able to, again, just go, and really kind of surprise myself. You know, I surfed like Wednesday afternoon, and then Thursday morning, I was able to surf at like 4:30 in the morning before work. I still got to work at 7. And I did that again on, I think, Friday I surfed most of the day, and it was amazing, and I wore myself out. I've got a little video clip I'll put up here. You guys can see I didn't get much surfing because I was busy surfing, but it's so neat, you guys. I put on my suit here in my little shack, and I walk down, you know, through the pasture, hillside pasture, down to my shop where I keep my car and my surfboards and stuff, and then I just drive, pretty much roll the car in neutral down the hill. It's about 2 miles. Oh, no, I guess it's 2 miles on my road, across the road, 3 miles. And then down to the beach and walk out along the dike there, half a mile or so, and then get down, and it's pretty neat. Right in the morning, you got to jump in this crazy, freezing cold river, and it's full of seals usually, and probably sharks because it's full of salmon. But you jump in there and you get swept out to sea. It's intense. It's really cool. And then you're out there and battling the current and everything else. And you know, it's just, it takes a ton of energy, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And I've gone and done that a couple times a day, you know, in the morning, and then go to work, and then go back out in the afternoon. And it's really profound, you guys, how much energy and stamina and endurance I have right now compared to even where I was like 5 years ago. And I'm just feeling really good about that, just like I was last week. So that's been great. From a zero carb standpoint, I had a great week. I, as always, you know, beef and water is what does best for me. When I stray even a little bit, it seems like I pay the price. So I do, you know, as you guys know, after 76 weeks of listening to me talk about it, I do try pretty much to stick to beef and water, but I often get sort of pulled off the path a little bit to one side or the other. Fortunately for me, I'm so sensitive that I don't stray too far. You know, for me, getting crazy is bacon or cheese maybe, or, you know, things like that. So this week I had, you know, good motivation to stay the course. I was occupied with my surfing and my boat building and all that stuff, so I didn't get too off track, but I did try a few things and I paid the price a little bit. I went out to eat on the day I got my haircut. I went downtown after work and got a haircut. I think that was Thursday. Maybe it was Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday. Went after work, got a haircut, and then I came home and I went surfing. I remember what the part of that was. After my haircut, I went out to eat, and I went out to a nice little local restaurant a friend of mine owns, and I had two burger patties, plain, no seasonings, no garnish, and they do a great job there, and they were plain, and they were delicious. I really enjoyed them. Got home, went surfing, came home from surfing that night, and had diarrhea for most of the night. And then into the next day, and it was, sorry for the details, but it was my yellow sort of diarrhea getting progressively waterier and clearer and yellower as the day goes on, which to my mind means that I just am sort of cleaning everything out and suffering from too much bile or something like that, going through my system, not being digested or reabsorbed. Common for me these days, but interesting in that it only manifests when I don't, when I stray from my store-bought beef and water. So something on the griddle, something in the meat mix, I don't know, it tasted great, it didn't hurt my stomach, it just gave me yellow diarrhea. there's my guts for you, that's what they do. So, you know, sometimes, I guess maybe in some ways I'm a good canary in the coal mine for some of you folks, because, you know, after 3 years, I'm going to tell you right now, sometimes there just aren't really any obvious answers. I don't know what does it. I don't know why I have those reactions. I wasn't thinking about it. I really don't think it's mental. I had forgotten when I was home having diarrhea. I was like, what did I eat? Oh, yeah, I went out to eat. I'd totally forgotten. So it is what it is. It doesn't really affect me too much. I get frustrated when I'm at work and I have to get up and go use the restroom. It just it reminds me of the old days, and it reminds me of how good I'm doing. So in some ways it's really positive, because that used to be my norm. And the fact that I identify it as sort of irritating and frustrating and a different, you know, situation now is really profound. It really indicates I've made a ton of progress. So it's good for me to remember that. But yeah, so I went out to eat, and I paid, and was it worth it? I don't know. It's, you know, that's the hard part. It's like I really never go out. I try to go out. I mostly go out because of the social aspect of it. It's just, I feel like, man, I should just get out in the world a little bit. But I pay the price every time, so I don't know. I mean, I think it was mostly worth it. It wasn't like it was that bad. Anyways, there's that. I ate some other stuff, too. I ate some summer sausage, which usually is a real bad idea, and probably was. I just sort of get a craving, I guess, sometimes for some of that type of stuff. And so looking at the ingredients, I bought some summer sausage that was pretty clean. It didn't have any wheat or things like that, but they all tend to have dextrose and sodium something or the other. They have all kinds of preservatives still, but it's mostly seems fairly benign to me. And sure enough, it didn't seem to give me any issues, although some gas and burping from the spices. And again, you know, probably not worth it. It's good. I like a few bites of it, but I usually end up just going back to my burgers and eating a little bit at a time, and then it sits in the fridge and I force myself to eat it and don't feel so good after eating it. So, there's my pattern for whatever that's worth. Anyways, I had a great week, you guys. I didn't eat too far off course. I didn't get too sick. And boy, was I able to pursue my passions and do things that make me feel great. So, yeah, what a week. Really, really a good one. So hey, let's wrap a little bit about some zero-carb stuff that's going on in the zero-carb world right now in the community out there. First of all, let me just say again, thanks so much for all your comments. Steak Tartare Diaries, I remember now, that was you asking about gold, and you're welcome, and I'll try and go over more of that, in the future. I think that my goal-setting program has been one of the most profound new changes in my life over the last three or four years that it really has brought about, just an amazing amount of it really has can't talk. Good morning. It's brought an incredible amount of benefits to my life, more than I can really enumerate. It's just been really, really, really important to me in making myself feel like I'm making progress and like I'm doing good work here. So I appreciate that you asked me to detail that, Steak Tartare, and like I said, I'll try and go more into that a little later. But what I want to talk about today was it's kind of a common theme for me, but I want to talk about ratios and macros and eating zero carb the right way, or, you know, my way or someone else's way. or your way. And as you guys know, you know, I'm a big proponent for find out what works best for you. Eat zero carb your way. And I still feel really strongly about that. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because I want to talk about fat specifically. So I did have an event this week, Sunday, I think it was. I came home from that party Sunday night, did my journal that morning, and then I ate quite a bit of ribeye that day. And I felt good during the day. But then that night, again, I started to have stomach issues, and I did end up with diarrhea that day and then going into the next day and again getting yellower and clearer as I went along and showing more bile. Now this time it came with a certain feeling, and I know what that feeling is. And for me, it's that I ate too much fat off of that ribeye. When I say ribeye, I don't mean a steak. I had one of my roasts and I made it mostly into my bacon, but I like to take, you know, the big white fatty pieces from the ends that normally would be trimmed off, and I fry those up and eat them like bacon, and they're just amazingly good. I love them. But I ate too much, and I paid for it, and I was sick for a couple days. And so, you know, right now, and I think a lot of it is because of the paleo medicina folks in Hungary, who I have a lot of respect for, but I also think that in some ways they're doing us a bit of a disservice, because they're getting a lot of newbies to believe that there's some magic macro ratio. And I don't think they talk about the type of foods enough. They do encourage a lot of pork, which for me is just really doesn't work. But mostly it's about the macros. And it's about, you know, incredibly high fat macros. So, you know, I think we hear a lot of people recommend, usually 80-20 is a pretty good recommendation. Now, that would be in the old way of doing things, 80% of your calories from fat and 20% of your calories from protein. Now, it's important that we talk about calories, because fat has twice as many calories per gram. So in that instance, we would be talking about something like an 80-20% by weight protein to fat, like a ground 80-20, with 80% lean meat and 20% fat, really comes out to about the other way around by calories. It comes out to almost 80% calories from fat and 20% calories from protein, because the fat calories are double. And so it works out to be about that. Now that's kind of a ratio that exists in whole cuts of meat, if they're fattier cuts. Like a ribeye is probably somewhere around there, and a chuck is probably somewhere around there. And so the traditional zero-carb advice has always been to eat the meat you like, you know, and can afford. And for most folks, that advice has been, you know, eat the fattier cuts, eat the fattiest meat you can find. But eat the meat you like. Don't add a whole lot of fat. Definitely don't pour rendered or liquid fat over, in my opinion. This is just normal advice. I'm not really telling you what to do. These are just sort of the standard bylines from zero-carb veterans. And I think that's great advice. You know, I think eating the meat you like and can afford, and sticking to the fattier cuts if that's what works best for you, or if that doesn't work, you know, maybe some leaner cuts and some butter or things like that. You know, whatever works for you is the right way to do it. Then you need to experiment and find that out. Now, right now, people are just saying fat, 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 and there is some confusion about whether it's calories or by weight. And so there's some people out there eating 2-to-1 fat to protein by weight, which is unbelievable. That's like 4-to-1, 8-to-1, whatever it is. It's a lot by calories. And I'm here to tell you right now that that makes me incredibly sick. So, you know, while there's people out there who do very well on those fat ratios and do find that it makes them feel best when they eat that way, there's also folks who that's going to make you feel terrible, and your body just won't be able to process that much fat, and you'll give yourself diarrhea and gas and nausea and all sorts of stuff. So my point is as always in this zero carb community, trust yourself. You know, listen to the veterans, listen to the general guidelines, believe that eating a little bit of plants makes a difference. That's a big one. You have to sort of trust the process. But don't, please don't take anything as gospel that tells you you have to eat a certain percentage of fat to protein, or that you have to eat liver, or that you have to eat the fat first and then the protein, or that you have to eat grass-fed, or any of those tropes that we have going around right now that are mostly propagated by newbies, to be honest with you. If you really, you know, go back and find folks who've been doing it for years on end, you'll find that most of them don't say any of those things. And the reason for that is we've all seen people come through who have, you know, shown us that perhaps some of our preconceived notions aren't correct. You know, I definitely came in this thing with a lot of preconceived beliefs about what would work and what wouldn't work. And I mean, you know, we are coming from somewhere totally different. And so it takes a while to wrap your head around this and to really settle into it. And it's real easy to get sucked off track and to believe that you have to eat grass-fed. You know, there's people making great arguments for, you know, optimum nutrition and quality of meat and all those things. And I'm here to tell you that my experience is it doesn't back those things up. It does back up eat the meat you like and can afford. It makes you feel best. You know, I know people who eat tons and tons of fat and feel best. I know people like myself who really don't do well with much fat. And everywhere in between. So trust yourself, you guys. Pay attention to how you're feeling. And, you know, I do believe that there's a form of zero carb that can help anyone and everybody reach their fullest potential. But I don't think that it's necessarily going to look the same as everyone else's. So that's all. I just really wanted to stress that, because I do get concerned that the loud voices right now out there are pushing really hard for one style of zero carb, and that style doesn't work for me, and I know that for sure. And so, experiment. Yeah. So there's that. And I think that's most of what I wanted to talk about today. So it's about 7:15. I think I'm going to get going, you guys. It's a beautiful day out there. We had a lot of rain yesterday. I surfed yesterday morning, and then came home and rested most of the day in the rain. So I'm looking forward to a sunny day. I'm going to get outside a little bit and enjoy this long weekend. So it's holiday weekend here. We've got tomorrow as well, 3-day weekend. So I'm going to do some chilling. I got some ribeye. It's, speaking of holidays, whenever we get these long weekends, beef goes on sale. So I don't know about you guys, but my local Safeway had, ribeye, and it was choice ribeye for around $7, $6.99. So I bought a whole one. And so I got a whole lot of, bacon to make, steak in to make. So I recommend that, stock up your freezer this weekend if you can. It's a good weekend to buy meat. So I'm going to go enjoy the holiday, and I hope you guys do the same. I hope you have a great week, you guys, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and watching. It means so much to me, despite my absence from the internet during the week. It seems like these long spring weeks, I just don't spend much time online surfing and working and enjoying the outdoors. So I do appreciate that you guys comment and continue to support this channel. I hope you get some value out of it. I sure do every week, and it's all thanks to you guys. So thank you very, very much. And hope you have a great week, you guys. Hope you stay the course, make some progress, and let me know what I can talk about, share with you, and help make your journey better. All right, you guys. Thanks so much for listening and watching. I'll see you next week. Have a great week.